So he wrote back and argued with me. This is so good. He wrote back and he argued with me. And I don't take it personal because it's just his state speaking. Did you know your state can speak? You know your states always are. My name is Mr. 2020. You're listening to my state speaking in the Neville Goddard podcast. Let's dive in. Today is Wednesday, the 17th of April, 7:08 a.m. I am so excited. I've got one of my Sherpas coming over today. More on that some other time. But this is how it started. Hey, here's my situation. What do you suggest? Cool. This is what I suggest. And they write back. I don't know. This one here doesn't feel right because of this. That one there doesn't feel right because of that. Yeah, this one doesn't feel right because of this and that. Like, all right, cool. What feels right to you? Like, here's the answer. I don't know. Right. Time to stretch. Time to trust. You've got to trust something. So I write back. I said, cool. Let's look at this in a really cool way. You don't trust you to pick. You don't trust what I suggest. So what I want you to do is go to NevilleGoddardStore.com, just like you did, and just push a random button. Right? There's a whole bunch of categories. Just push one, then push another one. Right? In other words, randomly pick randomly select. First the category, then the product. And whatever it is, buy it. Right? Can you imagine the fun? Randomly going into the shops, randomly going into NevilleGoddardStore.com. And you just scroll down, you find the categories, and you just randomly click something. Don't read it, just randomly click something. Then scroll down a little bit and randomly click something. And then buy it. And then if there's any upsells, you know, cool kids that also got this, also got that. Yeah. Randomly pick one of those two. And let those two randomly dance as you listen to them randomly. Oh, the fun. For a lot of people, that would stretch you. A lot of people will rebel against it. You see, your rational mind. See, I've got a problem with your rational mind, and so do you. Neville Goddard said the rational mind is only the interference. And your rational mind wants to pick and choose, like it actually can. See, your rational mind is coming from your current and previous. And for most people, it's just in there saying one thing. Nope, not that. No, not that. No. I already know that. No. That makes no sense to me. See, if what you needed next made sense to you now, you get it? Your current level got you to your current level. I remember explaining to Rick Poxdoller, my first Kempo karate teacher, right, how to use a sidekick. And he just looked at me with a shit-eating grin. And he squinted. He's like, all right. And he proceeded to show me for weeks how not to use a sidekick. See, I had my ideas. Yeah, I'd gotten I was probably a yellow or a blue belt at the time with him. Been with him for a little while. Getting some technical skill, some finesse for a beginner. And he helped me get something that I didn't have. That was perspective and experience. I don't know how I could have missed that. But I did. I was young. And we all start there, innocent and trusting. Or do we? See, you trust when you trust, don't you? And after a while, a lot of us just aren't so innocent anymore. And what I invite you to do is to trust. And so our emails continue. One of the later ones said, look, listen, right? If you have a desire Neville Goddard said, when you have a desire, that's when you surrender into its assumption. What's your desire? He says, I want to do manifesting mastery. He says, right, but you don't trust yourself. And you don't trust me. And you're living in a state of not trusting. You're settling for the castle instead of exploring the kingdom. There's a tiny little room in the castle called the dungeon. There's also a tiny little room in the castle called the tower. And I love that we put bad guys in the dungeon and we put the beautiful princess in a tower. All right, this is all in the mythological stuff, but boy, it's so myth and logical of you and me and everyone. And at some point, you have to get on your gallant steed and trust the gallant steed. You get to put down the drawbridge and trot across the moat and look out onto the prairie. Look out into the vastness of the hills, the valleys, the mountains, and you get to go climb something. You get to gallop. You get to live. So I am not suggesting that you go to NevilleGoddardStore.com and just randomly select something. You can, if you want, talk about good fun. On the other hand, I am suggesting that you explore trust. Because without trust, you can't have faith. And without faith, you see, you need to believe in the reality of your imaginal act. And faith is loyalty to the unseen reality. And your current state wants to claim that it has control of everything. It wants to imprison you. It wants to limit you to your current understandings. Because I already know this, 20. Rightio. Or that makes no sense to me. That doesn't fit with what I've previously done. Right. So I'm talking to a guy at the pool the other day. I've gained about 10 pounds of muscle, lost about 30 pounds of fat in the past 3 months. And he asked, what are you doing? So I tell him about two things, right? What I'm doing physically and what I'm doing imaginally. And he's like, all right. Two or three visits, we're chatting about this. And he's telling me, I can't see how it would work. And I said, well, you can see that it is. Well, I did something like that once, and he describes to me what he did that was like that once, which was nothing like what I'm talking about. It's like comparing positive thinking or affirmations to feeling it real. And he's comparing my physical activity and how I eat to something he did, which is like, no, that sounds like a diet, man. That sounds like work. I'm eating stuff that I really enjoy and lots of it, and feeling fantastic. Meanwhile, you've got to empty your teacup to get some new tea in there. You don't put old wine in new wineskins or something like that. Maybe it's new wine in old wineskins. You get to stretch, you get to soar. I got tired of not trusting. I'll be honest, I got tired of knowing it all. And I may sound like I know it all. I don't. I'm an adventurer. I love climbing the mountains and seeing the views and inviting you to do the same and to do the same with me if you want to. So that's what I got. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard podcast. We'll do a tiny crass commercial after. You imagine up something lovely right now as we go into the silence. So a lot of people A lot of people. Excuse me. You know, there's a lot of people in the world. On the back of United States currency, it says, "In God We Trust." Or is it on the front? I don't remember. It's been a long time. Your faith in God is measured by your confidence in you. I invite you to stretch. I invite you to store. If you love what we do, if the podcast blesses you, go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. Get some goodies. Why not? I appreciate it. It's often how I get to know people that move from, they go from listeners to friends. If you really want to dive deep, ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. If you really, really want to dive deep, drop me an email. We'll give you some guidance. Wouldn't that be cool? You can get my email at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Have a great day. See ya.